Good Sunday morning to you. This is the Sunday Sidelines on 104.7 WKJC with myself, Brad Allen. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there here as on this Sunday, May 9th. Lots of stuff coming up today. We have a couple of guests joining us today, including later on, coming up here in just about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by the new head basketball coach of the Alcona Tigers boys basketball program, Mr. Alex Cole. So we look forward to talking with him about the future of Alcona basketball staying in good hands, and I'll have some thoughts on that as well. And then at 11:30 today, we'll be joined by the Tawas hockey head coach Mel Rattel, and we'll ask him about some of the happenings around the Tawas hockey program in the state of the program as it is. And that's where we start today as well. We're going to start in the world of Tawas hockey, where a lot of things have come up. We've talked about this really each of the last couple of weeks about the program in general, and there has been some thoughts and about them combining with other schools. Because if you listen to any of our hockey broadcasts, pretty much every team Tawas plays against is some sort of combination of schools. It is not one individual school, especially the ones that we've broadcasted that were here at home this past year. I think Davison was the only one that was by themselves, and they have a long-standing hockey program. It makes sense that they're going to be by themselves. But this smaller programs, you know, the Thumb, there's the Eastern Thumb Legion, whatever it is, has 3, 4, 5, 6 schools, something like that in it. A lot of schools are combining to be able to get hockey teams. And we talked about a little bit of this last week, that hockey just isn't one of those sports that's going to have a ton of participation. It's going to be tough to find enough bodies to play hockey in Northeast Michigan. It's not one of those classic sports that there's plenty of people for. Everybody grows up playing Little League. Whether they go on to play that in varsity baseball, you know, that's unknown. But every town has 5, 6 Little League teams sometimes per level. And then football. They grow up playing football, or of course, football's such a big program. Even if they didn't grow up playing football, football's so big in America that they're going to make it. If not, they might play soccer. They might run track. They'll play baseball. They'll play basketball. All those, and albeit a lot of these students grew up playing hockey, especially in the Tawas area, because of the Pee Wee hockey program, it's not something that everybody gets the opportunity at once they make it to the varsity level, because Tawas is really the only hockey program in Northeast Michigan. Oscoda doesn't have one. Augrey doesn't have one. Whittemore doesn't have one. Mayo doesn't have one. Hale doesn't have one. I mean, you name it, outside of Alpena, there isn't one around here that has hockey. And so the idea, because the Tawas hockey program is still very new, but there's no way of arguing that they haven't exactly been the most successful program, which is not a problem necessarily. You don't play high school sports for the wins and losses necessarily. Of course, you know, usually that's what I'm dealing with is wins and losses when I'm broadcasting or whatever it may be. I'm usually dealing with wins and losses and abilities. So I'm able to talk about that type of stuff. But albeit that's not the main point of everything, the idea of Tawas hockey being able to grow as a program, I think, is best with adding more players. And we'll ask Coach Mel Rattel about this a little bit later on while we also talk to him about just the state of the program in general. I think it's best if this program grows with some of those players who play Pee Wee hockey with the Tawas kids. Because it's not like it's just Tawas playing. I was talking to one parent who said that, you know what? Their kid had a friend from West Branch who now they don't get to play that at the varsity level, that now only the Tawas one gets to move up. So they played together, built team chemistry, and then once they get to the varsity level, they're not able to keep going. Now, that's fine, because now you really get into school-sanctioned stuff, but I think it could be better. I'm not saying there's a problem within the Tawas hockey program. I don't think there is. I have no problem with the program wanting to build within itself, really. But I do think it could be improved, and I think there is some community support behind the Tawas program combining with the other schools. especially when it comes to a program like hockey, when there's not a lot of participation everywhere. If you can, I mean, heck, even at Taos, how many games did Kurt and I do with over the past 3 years, 2 years, where we're talking about Taos being shorthanded for whatever it is, whether it be injuries, academic reasons, vacations, I mean, any reason that somebody could be out, recently COVID, and Taos is shorthanded. They're running on, you know, two or three lines when they should be having five or six. Think about that. Think about how much better this program could be. A lot of the games that we broadcasted, Taos was not less competitive or less talented than some of the other teams. In fact, there'd be a lot of play back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then Kurt and I would kind of mention that, man, Taos is starting to look a little tired. And then big bang, boom, goal, goal, goal. And it's 2-3 nothing. And then, boom, the morale's down. Think about that. If instead of getting tired, instead you're bringing on another line, you're bringing on another set of students who are fresh, ready to play, who have built chemistry with this team at the younger age. Some of them have. And then you're putting them out there. The competitiveness adds up. The morale adds up. Eventually, more students just means better chance at talent adds up. And overall, once the team starts improving, numbers start to improve and more students will want to play. And so I don't know what the remedy is if it turns out where they combine for the next couple of years and then it turns out that, you know what, there's, you know, 22 Taos kids that want to play hockey. Do they shut the rest of them out? That'd be an issue for another time. But right now, I think it's best for the program, best for the team to be moving on and to play hockey with the other schools, namely Ogama Heights, right down M55 there, or even Oscoda. Pretty much those two. If there's any kids who would like to play, I think that would be best. Now, I'd like to get your opinion on this too. Now, there's multiple ways you can get a hold of me to get voice your opinion. You can text me at 362-3417. You can call me at 362-3417. We can have a conversation right here on the air about whether you agree or disagree with me. You can also vote in our poll at WKJC.com that says, would you support Taos High School hockey integrating with area schools? Now, I'd like to hear from you because I have my opinions. I'm going to ask the coach about it. And, you know, he's going to be able to give his opinion. But I'd like to hear more and more. I've talked to only a couple of people in the community about it. I'd like to get your opinion. 362-3417. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. Should the Taos hockey program, or would you support the Taos? Maybe not even should. Would you support it if Taos hockey decided that they were going to combine with other programs? Because I personally think it's a good idea. I personally think it's the best thing for the program, for the growth of the program. They're doing a great job. Taos does a great job on that peewee hockey level of little league hockey. They do a great job. And I think you can improve the varsity program right along with it by letting everybody through. And then you're building the program. Taos is a very, very proud school. Very proud of everything they do when it comes to athletics, when it comes to education. They're very proud of everything they do. Every Taos fan I talk to, very proud of Taos. I like that. And I think that they could be just as proud of this program that grows. They would still play under the Taos name because they'd still be the host school. You're still playing under that Taos name, but you would make an adjustment based on adding the kids that play PB hockey in the area too. I think that would be very helpful to the program. And I think it would be great. We're going to keep talking about this. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk with Coach Cole, Alex Cole, as he is the new head coach of the Alcona Tigers high school boys varsity basketball team after Coach Ryan Bilby has moved on from the program. And now Alex Cole, who was the JV coach, steps up. So we'll give We'll have a little chat with him. Then we'll have, I'll give you my thoughts on the Elkhona Tigers basketball program coming up too. Plus, we'll also talk about some new rules in the MHSAA. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they indifferent? We'll talk about those a little bit later on too. All opinions expressed today on the Sunday Sideline Show are my own and don't necessarily reflect WKJC or our sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, we're brought to you by Northeastern Window and Door in Harrisville and Alpena. Kevin Hummerkhouse at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Atlas and Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Atlas. It's the Sunday Sidelines on 104.7 WKJC and online at WKJC.com.
We're Northeastern Window and Door.
The greenhouse is now open at our Harrisville store. Shop early for the best selection of annuals, perennials, vegetables, herbs, and more. 10-inch assorted hanging baskets, $14.99 while supplies last. Our store on US 23 in Harrisville remains fully accessible during the road construction project. Do not follow the detour. Follow local traffic signs. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena is your local source for all your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. Now stocking Fibron composite decking.
Kevin Hummerkhouse at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Atlas wants you to get the best deal on a vehicle. And right now, stop in and ask Kevin how to get 15% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevrolet Equinox or 17% off the new 2021 Chevy Trax. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Plus, see the entire inventory at DeanArborChevy.com. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkhouse at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac on US 23 in East Atlas or call 492-1788 Chevrolet. Find new roads.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Owens. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry, too. Plus, red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Owens. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
And welcome back to the Sunday Sidelines with myself, Brad Allen. We are brought to you, as always, by Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Owens, Kevin Hummerkhouse at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Owens, and Northeastern Window and Door in Harrisville, and Alpena, and joined by the new head basketball coach for the boys varsity team at Elkhona, Mr. Alex Cole. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Absolutely a pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Well, Coach Cole, you have been the JV coach at Elkhona for a few years now, so I'm sure that this is something that you at least thought about at some point in the future of being a varsity basketball coach at some point?
Yes, it is. So I've coached here the last 3 years, but honestly, this is a dream come true. This is something I've looked forward to as a kid growing up in Elkhona and playing in the program. It's kind of always been a dream to be in this position.
Oh, gotcha. So you're a hometown guy. I mean, you grew up, you played at Elkhona. So when did you play at Elkhona?
So I graduated in 2011. I played three different sports there, soccer, basketball, and baseball. Basketball was always my favorite, and that's kind of why I got back into coaching basketball. So it's pretty cool to be back to the school that I grew up in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great. I've been watching you really since I've been broadcasting games for the past few years now, and I always have been, you know, a fan of the way that Elkhona plays basketball. And, you know, there's something to that Elkhona basketball program. It's a great program. It's been really good for a long time. When I played, I was playing up against, you know, I think he's still the all-time leading scorer of Trent Laverne. I played against him in the mid-2010s there. So it's a storied program, and I'm sure that you're excited to continue that, if you want to call it a legacy.
Absolutely. It's been a very successful program over the past many years, and that's kind of my goal, is just kind of build on that success, especially what Coach Ryan Bilby has been able to build the last few years, kind of just build upon that.
Right, and Coach Bilby, this isn't a situation where anything, you know, bad happened or anything like that. Coach Bilby got an opportunity somewhere else, so I'm sure that you're, you know, sad to see him go, but also happy to, you know, not replace him or take his place, but happy to step up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure working alongside Coach Bilby the last few years. He has done so much for me and mentored me as a coach and as a person, and I greatly appreciate it. I told him when he was leaving, you know, you're leaving some really big shoes to fill, and I hope I'm able to do that.
Well, if it's anything like what I've seen on the JV side of things, I think you'll be just fine. So do you kind of have an idea of what your plan is going forward with the JV, with the now varsity basketball team? Was there a, kind of a system that's been put in place throughout the past couple of years that you were working with? Are you going to change that? Are you going to keep that those types of things the same? What's kind of your plan going forward? Or have you not thought about that yet?
I think we're going to keep quite a bit the same. We are going to tweak a few things. The biggest thing is Coach Bilby and I have been really working on changing the culture. And I think we've been able to do that and kind of continue building on that. Unfortunately, with last year with COVID and this past season, we were cut short because of some COVID cases. So we didn't get to finish. So I know the guys are going to be pretty hungry for hopefully a full season this coming year.
You had quite a few seniors on the team last year. So those players are going to be moving on, which means that a lot of the players you were coaching at the JV level are going to be making their way up with you to varsity. So I'm sure and I hope that they're as excited as you are that you're going to stay their coach through the varsity side. And do you think that will help the culture as well? You're talking about building a culture. You being the same coach that they've had to deal with for now what is going to be all 4 years of their high school career, do you think that's going to aid them in that?
Yeah, I think that will definitely help. The seniors that I will have this coming year were the class that I started when I was their coach as a freshman. And I think the players coming up now after coaching them for a year, for the last 2 years, I think it'll build some continuity and stability for them. It won't be big changes for what they've seen. Should make it pretty easy for them, I hope.
Yeah, I would hope so, too. And you know what? And I'm sure that if I asked them, I'm sure they would be just as excited. But, what is kind of, for people who don't know you that well, people who want to kind of figure out where this program is going, what is kind of your style, your coaching style? What's kind of your game plan heading forward? What can people know about the way you coach?
I would say the biggest thing is I always demand, hard work and respect out of everyone, whether it's on the basketball court or off. That's the number one thing is developing young men. I mean, we want to win games. We want to build a successful program that way. But the types of kids that Alcona is producing for the workforce and society is definitely the number one thing.
Obviously, we are, 10, 11 months away from the season getting started. But, of course, the past few years, there's been SCOTA to deal with in the North Star League and in the district that you guys are often in, you guys are always playing in. So are you kind of excited to jump to the varsity side of things and maybe be able to kind of put Alcona back on the top, which they have been, like we mentioned, through a lot of the 2000-2010s, Alcona's always been a great program. Are you excited to kind of get back up on top and really have your name kind of be up there?
Yes, that is definitely the goal. I know when I played, we were able to win the league that we were in at the time, and we were able to win a district and go to a regional final. I definitely hope our group can get there. I know in the first, this year especially, will we be a younger team. And there's a lot of good teams out there in the league. A lot of the programs have some solid players and great coaches around the league that I'm excited to be able to compete with and honestly learn from. I'm going to be watching what everyone else is doing and try to grow myself as a coach as well.
Do you have any relationships or any friendships with or, any people you can bounce ideas off of, maybe even coaches of other teams, maybe Todd Kames at Taos or Mike Poland at Oscoda? Have you had any conversations with them either recently or in the past about coaching?
I have not reached out to them yet. I am familiar with them. A lot of the coaches around had coached when I played. It was only 10 years ago. I know my kids say that I'm an old guy, but it was only 10 years ago when I played. And so a lot of the coaches I'm still familiar with from when I did play versus now when coaching. I have some coaches that had coached me in the past or even with Coach Bilby that I will be definitely using as mentors and bouncing ideas off.
Yeah, it should be a lot of interesting basketball coming to Alcona. As we're talking with Alex Cole, the new head coach of the Alcona boys varsity basketball team. And Coach, I really appreciate you taking some time out of your Sunday morning. And I hope that we can do some talking as the basketball season gets a little bit closer.
Absolutely, Brad. Anytime you need me, let me know. I'd be happy to join you.
All right, Coach Cole, I appreciate you taking the time. And so we'll take a short break. We come back, we'll break down a little bit of what we heard from Coach Alex Cole on the Sunday Sidelines with myself, Brad Allen.
We're Northeastern. We know and go.
The greenhouse is now open at our Harrisville store. Shop early for the best selection of annuals, perennials, vegetables, herbs, and more. 10-inch assorted hanging baskets, $14.99 while supplies last. Our store on US 23 in Harrisville remains fully accessible during the road construction project. Do not follow the detour. Follow local traffic signs. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena is your local source for all your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. Now stocking Fibron composite decking.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Owis. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry, too. Plus, red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Owis. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
From the humans that brought you Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse.
It's the robot apocalypse. It's up to us to save the world.
We're gonna do this as a family.
Comes a new animated adventure.
Everything with a computer chip is alive!
That proves you don't have to be incredible.
Find them. They show us engage.
To save the world.
Dad, I do need to go to the bathroom.
Come on, end of the world.
False alarm. I was just in there reading.
The Mitchells vs. the Machines. Rated PG. Now playing only on Netflix.
Thanks again to Coach Alex Cole of the Alcona Tigers for joining me this morning and giving a little insight into the Alcona basketball program. And, you know, I thought one thing that was important that I asked him was about the success of the program going forward, because obviously there's been one very successful program recently, or really two in Northeast Michigan, and that being Ogama Heights and Oscoda. Those two have been so impressive in really the last 5 years that they're kind of the ones who have the targets on their back. So I thought it was important that I asked Coach Alex Cole about that. And, you know, he's a guy who won when he was at Alcona in the late 2000s. So he feels like he can get that program back. And you know what? Oscoda loses a lot. They lose a couple of All-State players. They lose their all-time leading scorer, Nolan Franklin. They lose Drew Hess after 1 year with him in the program. And so I think that coming forward, you might have the best chance of getting to Oscoda as you've had. Alcona loses a lot of players. That's the only thing that I'm worried about with them, is they lose a lot of seniors. DJ Howard this year was great. He was an absolutely great player for them this past year. So I am interested to see how they end up turning out this upcoming season, because I think Alex Cole, being somebody who you promote from within the program, I think is always best. I think if you have a JV coach, that means you probably rely on him. I mean, he's coaching freshmen and sophomores. There's a lot that goes into coaching JV teams, because it's not just coaching a basketball team trying to win games. You're trying to teach them enough to be able to and get themselves ready to play at that varsity level, to play against 17 and 18 year olds. So there's a lot more coming into a JV coach. So if you trust them with that, typically I like schools that promote from within. I think that that is typically the best thing you can do. It's the best solution to keep a program going the right way. And all those players that are going from JV to varsity, like I mentioned with him, are now going to have the same coach. They're going to have that continuity, which I think is really important when, again, you're trying to teach players. And he mentioned he's going to have a young team this year. Well, all the more important to have a teacher at the helm, to have somebody who's going to be teaching them what they need to do at the helm. I think that's so, so important. And I think that that is something that will be great going forward for the Alcona basketball program. Coming up next, we're going to jump back into hockey. We're going to talk with Coach Mel Rattel of the Tawas hockey program. We're going to talk about the idea that I was talking about in the first segment there about possibly teams joining together with other schools. And we're also going to talk about the status of the program in general. There hasn't been a lot of wins recently, but it's a brand new program still. They're still learning. They're graduating quite a few seniors off the team, but the program from the junior level, moving its way up to the varsity level, continues to improve. So is it a necessary move to even combine with other schools? That's all coming up with Coach Mel Rattell, and we'd love to get your opinion as well. One opinion that we've gotten from Randy Moore, who texts in and says, you know what, it may not be a Tavis thing, but a USA Hockey thing is why they don't combine or why it makes it more difficult, which might be totally true. You know, that's not something that I can fully admit. That's not something that I am completely locked in on. He says he's been with USA Hockey since the mid-70s. That means you know way more about it than I do. So I will take definitely your word for that, no doubt about it. So that's a good thought, that it might not even be 100% Thomas's decision to do this. And again, that's something we can ask Coach Mel Rattell, as he will join us here in just a couple of minutes on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Sunday Sidelines, brought to you by Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in downtown East Dallas. Northeastern Window and Door, Varisville and Alpena, and Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas. Text in your opinions at 362-3417, and you can give me a call. And after Coach Mel Rattell, we'll talk to you about your opinions as well. Right here on 104.7 WKJC and online anytime at WKJC.com.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Dallas wants you to get the best deal on a vehicle. And right now, stop in and ask Kevin how to get 15% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevrolet Equinox or 17% off the new 2021 Chevy Trax. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Plus, see the entire inventory at DeanArborChevy.com. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac on US 23 in East Dallas, or call 492-1788 Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Did you know camping is the fastest growing family vacation? It's safe and fun for the whole family. Start your up north adventure with a stop at Rose City RV Center on M33 in Rose City. They have the perfect model to fit your lifestyle. Whether it's a fifth wheel, travel trailer, fold down, truck campers, or toy hauler, hurry in for best selection. Rose City RV, your full service RV dealer. See our entire inventory online at RoseCityRV.com or stop in at M33 Rose City and begin your adventure. Help make this year's graduation special with a personalized grad salute message. Your message will be broadcast on a Carroll Broadcasting Station, WKJC, Hits FM, or The Point FM. Also, a picture will be posted on our grad salute webpage. It's perfect for mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, or any loved one to salute that special 2021 graduate. Call today to discuss how you can personalize your message. 1-800-585-3515. Or go online at WKJC.com.
Northeast Michigan weather.
The Carroll Broadcasting Weather Center forecast for this Mother's Day Sunday. Partly sunny, high near 52, east wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, areas of frost, a low near 33, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, Monday, mostly sunny, high near 52, northwest wind around 10 miles an hour. That's the Carroll Broadcasting Weather Center forecast.
The Sunday Sidelines with myself, Brad Allen, here on 104.7 WKJC. As we move along on this Mother's Day Sunday, and now we've been talking about Tavis hockey all morning long, and now we are joined by the head coach of the Tavis hockey team, Coach Mel Rattell. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time. Good morning.
Thanks, Brad. How are you?
I am doing quite well. And Coach, before we get into some of the stuff that we've been talking about today, I kind of want to just get your feel of, you know, the program is still relatively young. Where do you feel the program is at right now?
Well, I think it's heading in the right direction. It's a process, and you don't build these programs overnight. Mm-hmm. And if you do, it's not going to sustain itself. So we've been working the program's 3 years old, and we've been working the past 3 years with the younger group of kids, you know, the squirts and peewees and so forth, to help build this program to go forward.
Right.
So we've been doing a lot of legwork in that area. And those kids now are starting to come into the high school program. So I think our foundation's set, and I think we'll be pretty productive as we go along.
Well, so what really is the goal when you say that you're building a foundation? You know, what are you trying to do with those younger kids that makes them ready to play varsity hockey?
Well, it's a skill set that you have to have, not on the ice, but off the ice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all these points have to come together to make a successful program. And I think we're moving in that direction.
Well, that's good. I think that's something that I agree with going forward as well. Of course, the Pee Wee hockey team made its way to the state finals. And really, I think for a couple of years now, the Pee Wee hockey program has been good. So obviously, I think that's kudos to the program that you and all the others have built at Tawas Hockey there with the ability at the youth level of playing really good hockey. And, you know, I'm sure that you're hoping that that translates eventually into the varsity side of things, too.
Well, I think it will, because the kids know what the foundation is and what we stand for. And like I say, it's not only on the ice, it's off the ice, and, mm-hmm. And those building blocks have been set. So I think we're good to go.
Well, Coach, let's talk a little about what we've been talking about all morning, and that is the possibility of, I know it's been brought up at school board meetings and whatever it may be, that of a combination with other schools with Tawas Hockey. I mean, Kurt and I have both talked to you in the past about sometimes issues with numbers within the team, that you're kind of, you know, maybe a line short or a couple of players short. And do you think that maybe, you know, even before we talk about adding other schools, just in general, having a few more bodies that are playing on the ice might be able to help out the team? Because from what I've seen, it's not necessarily a talent level. It's sometimes that the teams, again, from what I've seen, gets tired. And then, you know, a goal or two gets scored, and it seems like it's just nickel and diming, and when the team gets tired, that's when things happen. Do you think that just having a couple more bodies might help out with something like that, or am I off base here?
Well, no, it never hurts to have a full program as far as, you know, student players. You know, we're a small school.
Right.
That's all there's to it. I mean, I'm sure the basketball team, the football team, the track, you know, they all would like to have more players. You know, That's a luxury that we just don't have because we don't have the numbers. But the thing with hockey is it's just a different animal. There's just not many hockey programs around here. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you go to Alpena or Gaylord? I mean, Gaylord or Gladwin or down in Saginaw area. I mean, there's a lot of distance in there. So it's not like every school has hockey, you know. So to be able to get a couple other schools that will have kids that are going to play hockey would actually help our program. It would.
So you do think it would be a positive thing to get a couple other schools involved? Even it doesn't have to be all the area schools. You know, it doesn't have to be Hale and Augray. But, you know, just the two closest ones, which are Ogama Heights and Tawas, and Skoda, I mean, and if I, you know, am informed correctly that, you know, the West Branch, the Ogama Heights students, that they do play in the Pee Wee hockey side of things as it is?
We've had them kids from the West Branch area play, but we've had kids from all of the areas play mm-hmm. here at the arena, and so you know it's just we don't know what direction we're going to go because we have to make sure this thing goes through first before we concentrate on what we're going to do. But these kids have an opportunity to play here all, you know, for a number of years, and then it kind of the road ends kind of abruptly. So
right.
We're hoping that we can extend that.
Right. So. You do think that it'd be a good thing for the program. And so, you know, I'll just kind of ask you straight out. And so do you think it should happen? Would you welcome it then about some other schools joining it? And do you think that's something that you would vote for?
Well, you know, I'm here for the kids no matter what.
Right.
I'm going to make it work for whatever I have. So, I mean, if it goes through, I mean, that's great. If it doesn't go through, you know, it's not like I'm going to quit and say this is we're done with this.
Right.
So I'm a hockey coach right off the bat. So I work with what I have in front of me. So whatever's best for the program, I hope that we can do it.
Right. Well, let's jump back into the program that you have now to wrap up here as we're talking with Mel Rattell, the head coach of the Tawas Area Braves hockey program. And, Coach, you know, the program, like you mentioned, is growing. So is there anything that you're doing in the offseason the team is doing? Or do you have the kids, do you have them kind of, you know, something that you wish they'd be doing in the offseason to get ready for, you know, I know that the season's a long way away, but to get ready for it?
Well, it's never a long ways away. You never have enough time in between, you know, from game one to game the end. So my biggest thing is that I want these kids to play other sports. The better hockey players are multiple sports players. So, you know, the kids are running track or playing baseball or, you know, they're playing football in the fall, basketball. You know, obviously they can't play basketball because it's the same season. But anything that's out of our season, I'd hope for our kids to play in because it makes them a better athlete, better player, and rounds them as a personality as well.
You're absolutely right. I think that, you know, every coach I've ever talked to has never been like, you know what, I want these kids only playing hockey, only playing basketball. There's so many things out there, so many studies. I mean, it's just a proven fact that the more sports you play, the more well-rounded athlete, the better things seem to get. So, Coach Mel Ritel, I appreciate your insight. I appreciate everything you're doing with the program, and I look forward to seeing you on the ice in the winter.
I can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Yep, have a
care.
Coach Mel Ritel of the Tawas Area Hockey Program. We appreciate him giving us a few minutes. It's a problem within the program, I think, of bodies. And you mentioned, you know, he said that, you know, more bodies is never a bad thing. Of course, you know, when I ask him straight out, he can't come out and just say that he wants one way or the other. That's not what he can do as a coach. He's within the program. That's for me to do, for me to say one way or the other. I still think it's a good thing to have the program to be combined with other schools, especially when he mentioned that a bunch of area schools are playing at that Pee Wee hockey level in Tawas. I think to bring that up to the Tawas hockey thing, it doesn't have to be all of them. I understand that you probably can't get 14 schools in Northeast Michigan to one place, but to get a few, to get especially the Iasco County schools, even if you don't include Ogama Heights, if you include the Iasco County schools, I think that could be something that helps the program a lot. We're going to transition real quick into some Tiger stuff. I had some opinions on what the Tigers have been doing recently with some opportunities that they've been missing in had an at-length conversation with, I think, pretty much myself about this yesterday. At-length thought, we'll call it, about this yesterday when it comes to the Tigers. So that's coming up next right here on the Sunday Sidelines on 104.7 WKJC and online at WKJC.com.
We're Northeast State.
The Greenhouse is now open at our Harrisville store. Shop early for the best selection of annuals, perennials, vegetables, herbs, and more. 10-inch assorted hanging baskets, $14.99 while supplies last. Our store on US 23 in Harrisville remains fully accessible during the road construction project. Do not follow the detour. Follow local traffic signs. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena is your local source for all your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. Now stocking Fibron composite decking.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Tawas wants you to get the best deal on a vehicle. And right now, stop in and ask Kevin how to get 15% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevrolet Equinox or 17% off the new 2021 Chevy Trax. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Plus, see the entire inventory at DeanArborChevy.com. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac on US 23 in East Tawas or call 492-1788. Chevrolet, find new roads.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Tawas. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry, too. Plus, red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Tawas. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
The Sunday Sidelines here on 104.7 WKJC with myself, Brad Allen. All opinions come via myself and my guests only. They do not necessarily reflect WKJC or our wonderful sponsors. 11:42 on the Sunrise Side. Remember, we have NASCAR racing coming at you this afternoon. It's the Goodyear 400 from Darlington Raceway. That's coming up at 2:30 this afternoon from our friends at the Motor Racing Network. Sorry, not as fun of a NASCAR race name as last week. Goodyear 400, very plain compared to the Bushy McBush Race 400. So we will definitely welcome back the normalcy, I guess, in hockey, because it's really hard, in NASCAR, excuse me, because it's really hard to take a race seriously. And it's called the Bushy McBush Race 400. So let's dive into a little bit of the Detroit Tigers. So yesterday they picked up a big win, 7-2 over top of division rival Minnesota Twins, 7-3 exactly over Minnesota. And they had a big inning late that ended up leading them to victory. And that's obviously great. They strung a bunch of hits together. You know, they hit one home run yesterday. Robbie Grossman led off with a home run in the bottom of the first, which is great. But the Tigers have one of the highest percentages in baseball of their runs being scored off home runs. Now, on the face of it, that sounds pretty cool. Like, oh, yeah, they're scoring. At one point, it was 53% of their runs off home runs. But that means you're not manufacturing runs. You're not able to combine singles, doubles, triples together to be able to score runs. So on the face of it, it sounds great that they're hitting a bunch of home runs because all their runs are being scored that way. No, it just means they're not scoring runs. And when they are, it's because they're hitting it out of the ballpark. And so yesterday, albeit they had one big inning, they made it 7-2. That game should have been so much worse. Just look at the first inning. They get the home run to lead it off. Then they have runners on first and second with nobody out and they don't score anymore. Now, on the face of it, okay, you got one. You know what? It happens. You don't score. You got one. You move on. Second inning, they go down 1-2-3. In both the third and the fourth innings, they had a runner on third and one out. In the third inning, they didn't score. In the fourth inning, they were able to drive one of them in. So that's good. But out of three innings, you only added one run when you had so many opportunities. It's nice that they got it to work later on and they made it 7-3 for a final score. But that game should have been 11 or 12-3. And that's where good teams are. That's where you have to look at the rebuild, in my opinion. Is this team having good professional at-bats? Is this team taking advantage of the opportunities in front of them at a decent clip? Now, they didn't need to score in each and every one of those innings. You know, I'll let the first inning go. First and second, nobody out. All it takes is a fly ball, a double play, a strikeout here or there. That's fine. But in the two innings, they had a runner on third and one out. That has to be a run. Good teams get that run home. And they got it out of one of those two. That's where good teams are. Good teams take advantage of the opportunities that are gifted to them. Yesterday, they faced the best pitcher the Minnesota Twins had in Jose Berríos. He was not good. The Tigers needed to take better advantage of it. They didn't. They let him off the hook. Now, they ended up getting to the Twins' bullpen. And for once, the Tigers' bullpen held. Michael Fulmer getting out of that bases-loaded one-out jam in the fifth inning. That was great. But the good teams take advantage of opportunities, and they didn't do that. They have not taken advantage of the opportunities that have been given to them the way they've done it. Now, they've changed their offensive approach. Ever since they played Boston at the beginning of the week, they changed their offensive approach and it's worked. They have stopped trying to hit home runs, and A.J. Hinch has this team just making contact and hitting singles. I love that. They played a little small ball yesterday. They had a sacrifice bunt yesterday. I love it. When you don't have the big mashers in the lineup, then you can't go to the analytics that says try to hit a home run because the analytics shift. And those players aren't going to hit home runs, so you can't try. Then the analytics actually go against you. That's why I don't like too many numbers in sports. Because, yes, in general, the analytics say try to hit a home run. It's the most effective way to score. But if you're not a home run hitter, it doesn't work. I am all for the Aaron Judges and Giancarlo Stanton's, the insert big power name hitter here, trying to hit home runs. I understand that the metrics work well in their favor. But it doesn't work well for Victor Reyes and Willie Castro and Jamer Candelario. They just need to focus on hitting the baseball. And recently they've started to do it. And I'm hoping that it translates into them actually putting up 4 or 5 runs a game and actually them maybe learning how to take major league at-bats, and how to not get a run. Jamer Candelario is the best hitter on the team. Yesterday, he swung with a runner on third base and one out. He swung at a first-pitch curveball that couldn't get the run home because he popped it out to short right field. A true number three hitter needs to know that you need to find a better pitch than that, something up in the zone that you can take advantage of to make sure you get that run home. Because even a hard ground ball would have knocked the run. You don't even have to necessarily get it up in the air. A good hard ground ball or a soft ground ball gets that run home. Any soft ground ball, a good hard one that's placed well, and a deeper fly ball than what he hit, but you cannot pop it up. So chasing a first pitch curveball wasn't going to work. Because one, he was already trying to lift the ball, and so therefore he got underneath the curveball, popped it up. That's not what good hitters do. That's very nitpicky of me. But when you get to a spot in a rebuild, eventually you have to nitpick. Eventually, these players have to turn into really good major league players, because that's what this rebuild was for, right? We bring in a bunch of young players who we grow into being good. I'm tired of waiting on some of these players. Guys like Willie Castro, who are only in their first full season, 162, give him time. I'm not worried about Willie Castro. Give him time. Take his time. Jamer Candelario, Victor Reyes, Jacoby Jones, they have to get their act together. They have to make sure they take good professional at-bats. Because the younger players, whatever. I'm not too worried about them. Because they're going to get that same pass that I gave Jamer Candelario when he first started. But I'm not giving that pass to Jamer Candelario now. I'm not giving that pass to Miguel Cabrera, Nomar Mazara. I'm not giving it to them. I'm not going to give it to Robbie Grossman. I would fully expect him. Being that leadoff hitter, he's the guy who has to put the ball in play. So, and yesterday he got on five times. He's been amazing the past week or so. Robbie Grossman's been great for the Detroit Tigers. Getting on base five times, twice in a week. That's awesome. That is a true table setter at the top of the lineup. You just wish that we had some better players behind him to be able to actually get him around to score. The team is moving in the right direction with this new mindset. AJ Hinch, when he was with Houston, when they albeit cheated their way to a World Series, but they focused on hitting the baseball. They didn't focus on hitting the ball at the ballpark. They were the team that struck out the least in Major League Baseball when AJ Hinch was the manager there. Struck out the least because they focused on putting the bat on the ball. And he's finally starting to get through to these younger players that hitting a home run, yeah, it's great. It's nice. You know, what's the saying? Chicks dig the long ball. But what helps you win games is going, moving a runner from first to third and hitting a sacrifice fly. That's what helps you win games. That's what helps a rebuild. 11:50 on the Sunrise Sound. We'll do our final word coming up next. And we're going to talk about some new rules in the MHSAA. There's a couple of important ones that I want to talk about. One that's a little controversial in some places, and one that I think just makes a ton of sense. So that's coming up right after this, here on the Sunday Sidelines with myself, Brad Allen, on 104.7 WKJC and online at WKJC.com.
If you're looking for just the right piece of silver jewelry for yourself or a special gift, visit Blue Bear Jewelry in downtown East Dallas. Blue Bear Jewelry has the largest selection of silver jewelry in Northeast Michigan, and they carry Michigan State and University of Michigan jewelry, too. Plus, red and white and blue and white beads and jewelry so you can show off your local sports pride. Blue Bear Jewelry, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 on the first block of Newman Street in downtown East Dallas. Treat yourself. You deserve it.
We're Northeast
The Greenhouse is now open at our Harrisville store. Shop early for the best selection of annuals, perennials, vegetables, herbs, and more. 10-inch assorted hanging baskets, $14.99 while supplies last. Our store on US 23 in Harrisville remains fully accessible during the road construction project. Do not follow the detour. Follow local traffic signs. Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena is your local source for all your lumber, roofing, siding, hardware, and rental needs. Now stocking Fibron composite decking.
Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac in East Dallas wants you to get the best deal on a vehicle. And right now, stop in and ask Kevin how to get 15% off MSRP on a new 2021 Chevrolet Equinox or 17% off the new 2021 Chevy Trax. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Plus, see the entire inventory at DeanArborChevy.com. Stop in and see Kevin Hummerkaus at Dean Arbor Chevrolet Cadillac on US 23 in East Dallas or call 492-1788. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Sunday afternoon in the 80s is coming up next. At the top of the hour, Kevin Allen will take things up until NASCAR racing at 2:30. Then remember, we have the polka party tonight after 6 o'clock. It'll be after NASCAR racing, which will probably go a little bit past 6, as they will whirl you around the dance floor with all the great polka favorites, and they're always taking your requests. 362-3417. I've been here a few times for the polka show. I love how interactive you guys with them. You guys are with them. You guys are constantly pumping in requests. I don't think they play a song that isn't a request after like the second song of the show. I love it. Super happy that they get so many of great listeners, especially in that thumb area. You guys love your polka over there, that's for sure. So the MHSEA had their spring meeting this past week. It's their biggest meeting of the year because that usually sets all the rules for the upcoming year for fall, winter, and spring sports the next school year. And there were really two big ones that caught my eye. And one of them's not a rule. One of them is just a new kind of mantra for the MHSAA, something that they're really focusing on. They are not requiring any school to do this. This is not a requirement. But they are asking schools with possibly offensive names to think about changing them. Now, this has come up with, again, we're going to talk a lot about Taos today. This has come up with the Taos area Braves before, about whether or not Braves runs that line. It's with the Atlanta Braves in Major League Baseball, too. Whether or not that runs that line. Now, I've never personally met anybody offended by it. I don't really know. I don't know what it stands by. But I think the point the MHSAA is trying to get to is just get ahead of it before anybody is offended by it. Now, I'm not a stickler for names. I am not really angry if, you know, my school, Oscoda, that's where I went to school. If they change from the Owls to something else, whatever. I don't care. So it's, I would have no problem with anybody changing a name for any reason ever. But especially when it comes to something like this, with the MHSAA kind of suggesting that they would rather have schools like this decide to change their name. And Braves right on that line. Andy Beebe, who I've done games with the past 3 years, his school, Pawpaw, did just change their name. Because they were the Redskins, which is something that, you know, obviously the NFL team changed their name. And so they changed their name. Now, I think that's truly where the spirit of this rule is. And again, not rule. Spirit of this request is from the MHSAA. Is names like Redskins, you know, anybody who has name, you know, anything along those lines to change it. And Braves has always been on that line. It's always been right on the line in sports. People aren't too sure about the Atlanta Braves. Should they change their name? Should they not? It doesn't seem like it's an issue. I haven't really heard much about it being an issue, but I could see people having an issue with it. So I'm interested to see if this affects Taos at all with the new rule, with the new request made by the MHSAA. But the new rule that's been made that I think is a good one is now the MHSAA has sanctioned girls wrestling. Wrestling is no longer going to be a set co-op sport. Now it can be. They didn't change this rule where you're either on the boys team or you're on the girls team. What it is you're either girls can wrestle in their own league, but you know, like up here in Northeast Michigan, there aren't a lot of girls that wrestle. I doubt schools up here really be able to make a girls wrestling team. There's only a couple per school that really wrestle. Now, now that there is a girls wrestling team, I think that you'll see more. Because I think girls will be willing to wrestle when they know that they don't have to face guys. I think that that'll be a better chance for them to, I think you'll see the numbers go up, even though it's, I mean, girls who have joined wrestling has been steadily growing the past 3 years. There were over 400 girls in Michigan that wrestled this year. Hence why this rule is being made. So I think the bigger schools will have a better shot at this of making their own team, because girls don't have to wrestle in the girls team. They can wrestle just as, again, you can keep it a co-op sport. From what I've read, that they don't have to do it. Which I think is very good. I think that that's the perfect way to set this rule, is that if you're big enough to have a girls team, you can have a girls team. That there is going to be girls wrestling with girls weight classes that they will set, girls championships, and so there will be a girls state champion now, which I think is great. I like that. Girls state champion in wrestling, and not just, you know, a girl having to compete at 105 pounds to try and win the state championship. I'm all for it. So I think this is great for the sport. I feel like sometimes a rule just kind of is right there, and it's just way too easy for you, and it's going to give you good press. The MHSAA didn't screw up. They weren't like, this one's too easy. Make girls wrestling. It's great PR for them, for the MHSAA, and it's a great rule. You can't go wrong. It's a great thing to add girls wrestling. So I give an A-plus to the MHSAA, no matter how easy it was to do. Give them an A-plus. I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, including my wonderful mom, who I spent yesterday with. So I appreciate that. I appreciate being able to spend some time with her and appreciate everything she's done over the past couple of years. And hanging out with me today, I know I hid this from you, it's my wonderful fiance, Natalie. And Natalie, we're going to be going to hang out with your mom today, too. So we want to wish her and your grandmother a happy Mother's Day, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in my life, aunts, grandmas, soon-to-be mother-in-law. Yep, and a special shout-out to my mom and grandma who are listening today. I love you guys, and I'll see you soon.
That's right, so we will. We will see you guys later, and a happy Mother's Day. Yes, to all of the mothers out there, trust me, we all understand that you're what makes this world go round. Trust me, we get it. We know. As much as we like to assume that, no, it's the moms that are out there running this world, absolutely. Coming up next, it's the Sunday afternoon in the 80s with Kevin Allen, and then it will be NASCAR racing live from Darlington Raceway. It's the Goodyear 400 today at 2:30. Our friends at the Motor Racing Network will bring you flag-to-flag coverage of that. If you miss any of the race, we will bring you the one-minute race recap tomorrow. Kevin will do it a couple of times during his show. I'll do it during my show as well between 3 and 7, so you can hear everything that happened in just 60 seconds. But you should listen to the full coverage. They do a great job at the Motor Racing Network beginning at 2:30. Polka Party tonight, and Tony will bring you 90s Sunday Night tonight as well. So make sure you listen for that. I will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here on 104.7 WKJC and online at WKJC.com. Have a great Sunday morning.
Broadcasting from the shores of Tawas Bay, you're listening to the big one, 50,000 watts, WKJC-FM, Tawas City, East Tawas, a Carroll Broadcasting Station.